The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Good morning. Welcome to the Vox Markets Podcast. Today and for the rest of the week, you're going to be listening to Will Thiel as Justin Waite is away on annual leave. Today is Monday, the 16th of July. This is episode 1118, and we're going to kick things off by listening to Neil Ricketts, the CEO of Vocerian PLC, and he's going to talk about the appointment of the new head of research, Dr. Stephen Hodge. Welcome to the Vox Markets podcast, Neil.
Good morning, Will. How are you?
Yeah, very good.
Nice to talk to you. Justin's away on holiday at the moment, so it's good.
Yeah, he is. So I'll be taking over for the whole of this week, which is very exciting. Would you like to give the listeners a quick introduction about what VRS do?
Yeah, sure. So I started the company in 2011 to work with UK universities to harness some of the materials technology and bring it to fruition and commercialize it. So we work with the University of Manchester and the University of Cambridge. And our best product or our most well-known product is graphene at the moment.
Okay. And you've had a you've had some news out this morning. A new head of research, Dr. Stephen Hodge. Would you like to talk about that?
Yeah, sure. So, Stephen comes from the original research group at the University of Cambridge, works very closely with Professor Andrea Ferrari. And we've had an association for a long time, but this is, cementing that, bringing him on board, making sure that, the team is fully staffed and we have the very best people that we can in the very best jobs. And it's a marriage made in heaven for us because Stephen is extremely well connected. He's probably one of the brightest graphene researchers I've ever met and a really nice guy as well. So a pleasure to work with.
He seems extremely well qualified. He's got a PhD and, from Imperial College London as well. So is that going to help him in the company as well?
Well, as head of research, then he's obviously the face of the new technologies. He's the guy who's going to stand up and deliver white papers and presentations. And he's really, really good at it. So, he is extremely well qualified. He's extremely well experienced. But more importantly, he's a really, really good fit for the Vocerian team. He's hands-on, he knows what he's talking about, he commands a huge amount of respect in the industry, and it's just great for Vocerian to be able to bring him on board.
Fantastic. And if people want to find out a little bit more information about Vocerian, can you explain three reasons why somebody should add your company to their watch list?
Yeah, sure. So the first reason is the CEO himself is the biggest shareholder, and therefore all of my agenda is aligned with that of the shareholders. The second thing is that we have some unique and exceptional connections with University of Manchester, University of Cambridge, other universities in the UK, but also with central government and the secondment of a guy called Matt Walker directly from government. And the third thing is that all of the industries that we're involved in are all fast growing and therefore, the future is very, very bright for the sectors that we're involved in.
That's great, Neil. And for those listeners who want to find out more information about VRS, then please go to the Vox Markets platform and add them to your watch list. Thank you very much, Neil.
That would be great, Will. Thank you very much, Will.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
So next on the podcast, we have CEO of Eris Resources PLC. We've got Merlin Marr Johnson here. Welcome, Merlin.
Good morning.
So, Merlin, we know that Eris Resources is a mineral exploration company, and you have a portfolio of zinc and base metals in Ireland, but also got some gold projects in Sweden. Would you like to tell us a little bit more about Eris Resources?
We are listed on AIM. The RIC code is ERIS. We came to market about 7 months ago. At the end of last year, we raised enough money to drill the projects in Ireland. So we've got a brownfield project around the fringes of the Abbeytown, the old Abbeytown lead zinc mine. And the plan is and has been to drill and evaluate that during the course of this year. And that's a lead zinc portfolio. In parallel to that, in Ireland, we've got a gold portfolio, which is fully funded by Centerra Gold, a Canadian mid-tier company. So really that enables us to run two projects in parallel, but actually only funding one of them.
Fantastic. And you've released some news this morning titled Continuing High-Grade Mineralization Intersect in Abbeytown. Would you like to explain a little bit more detail about the news that you have released this morning?
Yes. at Abbey Town, there's an old lead zinc mine, and there's a quarry in front of it. And we have only been able to drill just south of the old lead zinc mine in the last couple of months, and we only started getting news release results out of it in recent weeks. So a fortnight ago, we put out the results for hole one, which showed high grade mineralization, and today we've got the results from holes 2, 3, and 4, and we intersected good mineralization in 3 and 4. So in the third hole, we hit 3 meters at 10.2. 2% combined lead zinc with 41 grams silver as well.
And I'm assuming you're very happy with the results as well.
Yes, very much so, because what it's doing, it's showing that the system is high grade. The thicknesses are reasonable. You know, that 3 meter at 10% was within a wider 7 meter running at 8% combined with over an ounce a ton silver as well. And we've done a step out and a step north and a step south from the first drill hole. So we're expanding the strike length of this thing, and it's open in both directions. It's open to the north and the northeast, but it's open to the southwest as well.
Amazing. And is there a lot of exciting news upcoming in the future? Can investors expect that?
Yes, we're going to step out to try and build out that strike length of mineralization south of the Abbey Town mine. And then we're going to shift from a surface program to an underground program. And we've regained access into the underground workings. And we're going to be trying to link up extensions of mineralization from the underground mine out to the kind of the new block that we're working on south of the mine. Really, this is a... It's a brownfields zinc lead silver project. It's quite exciting. All of the mineralization that we found is relatively shallow, and we've got a lot of existing infrastructure that we can use. We've already got a decline in the existing mine. It's an industrial site because of the quarry. There's power. You know, it's very conducive to a rapid evaluation process.
That's great. And Merlin, can you maybe explain three reasons why people should follow you and why they should add you to their watch list?
Certainly. The first reason is that we're getting a good grade and continuity coming out of the Abbey Town deposit, and it's an exciting low-cost development potential brownfields project. The second reason is that we're drilling on two projects at the moment. We're drilling up in Sweden on the Brownberg project, and we're drilling at Abbey Town. So there's lots of news flow that'll be coming through, particularly once we get more results through August, September. And then the third reason is that just in terms of valuation, if you look at what our market cap is, you're essentially getting, for that market cap, you're getting two companies for the price of one. You know, some of our zinc peers are trading at our market cap, some of our gold peers are trading at more than our market cap, and we've essentially got two companies in one. So it's almost like a buy one, get one free option play.
That's great. Well, thank you very much, Merlin, for coming on the podcast today, and we look forward to hearing more news from Eris.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Merlin.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.